Hello, I'm Lucy Duran, and welcome to World Roots. In 2008, I travelled to the northeast corner of Brazil with my guide, Paulo André, in search of the local country music, forró. If there's one place to find out about forró and to hear really good forró, it's this city, which is called Caruaru, in the state of Pernambuco, right up in the northeast of Brazil. So here we are in Caruaru, and we're underneath the statue of the most famous musician ever of forró, in fact, the creator of forró, and his name was Luis Gonzaga. Enormous statue standing above us, and there's Luis Gonzaga with his country hat and holding his accordion.
That's right. We are under the statue of the greatest name of Brazilian northeastern music of all times, the creator of Baião. Baião originated forró, so forró became massive popular, especially in northeast Brazil, but also all over Brazil, since the people from northeast Brazil migrates to Rio and São Paulo for a better life, to work. So, you know, most taxi drivers, guys who work in buildings, taking care of buildings, are from northeast Brazil. They bring with them the culture. So I would say he's one of the greatest name of Brazilian music of all times, Luis Gonzaga.
And Caruaru is considered the capital of forró, because there's a big sign above, right above the city, saying Caruaru, the capital of forró.
Olha a macambira nas abundas, a cupira no triângulo e mariano no congue. Olha meu compadre na viola, meu sobrinho na manola e cipriano no melê. Olha a meninada nas cunhetas, sobrando capilé e já tem bebo pra danar. Tem negro dado que nem piolho, tem nega piscando o olho me chamando pra dançar. Tem negro dado que nem piolho, tem nega piscando o olho me chamando pra dançar. E eu vou lá, tá é danado de bom.
So tell me about forró. I mean, I heard one story that the word forró actually comes from the English for all.
Some people say that because of an American military base in the state of Rio Grande do Norte, about 4 hours from here, during the Second World War. So, you know, people say that the Americans came, and when they went to have some fun dancing to Baião and forró, they would say for all, but it's not.
The music for all, for everybody, that kind of thing?
It is for all, for everybody, but comes from the word forró bodó, which means party. Getting people together to dance, to listen to music would be a forró bodó. So they made it shorter and became forró.
What defines forró as a style of music, Paulo?
It's really hard to answer, because these days we have a lot of very bad forró going on, a commercial kind of forró with very cheap lyrics, but that are massive in northeast Brazil. On stage they bring dancers with, you know, really tiny skirts and stuff like that, so it has a lot of sex appeal. Not that it didn't have before, but before, the composers of forró, for example, Azulão, that we're gonna hear here in Caruaru, he represents the last generation of the real forró singers and composers who had double meaning songs with a sex thing on the lyrics, but done in a very, very smart way. Kids would listen to it and they wouldn't figure out what they meant on the second meaning, only adult people. And these days, the lyrics are very cheap and straight on the bad things, you know.
There's a plaque underneath this giant statue for Luis Gonzaga. It says that this is our homage to the eternal Luis Gonzaga, who is defender, the master, and the great mouthpiece of the northeastern people. He knew better than anyone how to sing the joys and the sadnesses of the Brazilian people. Do you think that's true,
yes,
Paulo?
Yes. He knew like nobody else how to sing about not only the region, northeast Brazil, you know, the land, the relation of the people and the land, but also people's way of life.
Tem pra vender na feira de Caruaru. Tem massa de mandioca, batata assada, tem ovo cru, banana, laranja e manga, batata doce, queijo e caju, cenoura, jabuticaba, guiné, galinha, pato e peru. Tem bode, carneiro e porco, se duvidar, até cururu.
Tem bode, carneiro e porco, se duvidar, até cururu.
Tem cesto, balaio, corda, tamanco, greia, tem coitatu. Tem fumo, tem tabaqueiro, feito de chefe, depois é burro. Caneco, acurviteiro, peneira, boa e médio urussu. Tem carça de arvorada que é pra matuto no andanu.
Tem carça de arvorada que é pra matuto no andanu.
Na feira de Caruaru tem coisa pra gente ver, de tudo que há no mundo nela tem pra vender.
A Feira de Caruaru, which is a very popular Forró song about the famous street fair of this town, Caruaru, one of Brazil's most famous street fairs. And that's a recording that dates back several decades, and it features the legendary Forró musician Luiz Gonzaga, whose statue we've just been standing under. And right next to it is something called the Patio do Forró. Patio of Forró, and it's a row of small Forró bars. Over on the other side is the Museum of Forró, Luiz Gonzaga, named after the musician. And this small bar right in front of us is called Cuchichos. In there is a group of musicians led by another very legendary singer, Forró singer, called Assulao. So tell me about him, because I'm very excited to hear him.
I think Assulao is one of the greatest names of the music from Caruaru, and he's part of a generation that were contemporary of Luiz Gonzaga, and not only is he still alive, but he's still singing. So we are about to hear a legend of Forró, Assulao.
Abalou e tornou a balar. O forró vai balançar, o bueiro da Caruá.
Foi abalou e tornou a balar. O forró vai balançar, o bueiro da Caruá.
Vovó falava, eu criança escutava, que a terra se abalava, feito vara de bambu. Ela dizia que de longe se ouvia, toda hora, noite e dia, estonda Caruaru. Foi abalou e tornou a balar, o forró vai balançar, o bueiro da Caruá.
Foi abalou e tornou a balar, o forró vai balançar, o bueiro da Caruá.
Vovó falava, eu criança escutava, que a terra que abalava, feito vara de bambu. Ela dizia que de longe se ouvia, toda hora, noite e dia, estonda Caruaru. Mulher abalou e tornou a abalar, o forró vai balançar, o bueiro da Caruá. Ela dizia com toda sabedoria, você vai ver
amor é um vulcão. Foi abalou e tornou a abalar. O fórum vai balançar o joelho da caroa.
Foi abalou.
Que a véia tinha razão, que Caruaru e Tonda, isso já é tradição. E no compasso, rima mete sem dia, forró amanhece o dia quando chega São João.
That was a song called Balança Bueiro, featuring the wonderful Azulao, the great singer of forró, one of the greatest old singers of forró, with his group of musicians. There are two accordions, a bass drum, a snare drum, cymbals, a triangle, and a little cavaquinho, which is the tiny little Brazilian guitar. And most important of all, the singer, Azulao. Azulao, tell me about forró.
O forró é a música que retrata no mundo inteiro.
Forró is our music and our tradition. You can find it all over the north and northeast of Brazil. You mentioned the young musicians. Well, when we are lucky enough to have the support of people like that, we perform the real forró. The idea is to play for people and make them happy, make them dance. They ask for more, and we give them more. And then it's forró all night.
Azulao, I don't know how old you are, but clearly you've been singing for a long time, and I wonder how forró has changed in your lifetime.
I don't like these new bands. They make very good recordings, but it's not the right music. I love to sing in the traditional way and with the right instrumentation. I feel honored to sing in this way, and what makes me happy is to sing forró in the way I learned to sing it.
This is a great little bar here in the Patio do Forró. This bar is called Cuxixos, just about big enough for this group of seven musicians. And I'm with one of the singers who's also the triangle player, and his name is Herbert Lucena. So what happens usually in these bars? Is there music every night?
Há muitos anos atrás, a cena era muito mais forte do que hoje em dia.
The scene is not as strong as it used to be many years ago, although there are a few places which resist that trend and continue to host traditional music. This bar is one of those places.
But it seems to me that everybody loves forró. Everywhere we've been, we've heard forró blasting out of cars and radios. So everyone loves forró. Why isn't it a really lively scene since we are in the capital of forró here in Caruaru?
Well, esse título de capital do forró.
This type of forró comes from the 70s and 80s when the scene was stronger. These days, the mayors of Caruaru don't seem to be that bothered about culture, so this bar is closed most of the year. It only opens for a month during the São João season, which is the month of June, and the rest of the year, not a great deal of forró happens here anymore.
Well, let's hear more of the wonderful sound of forró, featuring the legendary singer Azulao with his group of musicians, here at the Patio do Forró in Caruaru in Pernambuco State, northeast Brazil.
Dona Teresa, queira me perdoar, pois a senhora não chorar. O falecido era meu amigo e eu lhe digo, tô aqui pra me ajudar. Pois a senhora tá uma coroa muito boa e ainda pode se casar.
Tá certo, mané, eu sei, mas fica feio responder agora. Talvez, mané, talvez, já porque do meio da gente namora.
Dona Teresa, tô aqui
atrevido. Fui atrevido, queira me perdoar. Mas acontece que o meu coração tá com razão. A senhora é uma grande mulher. Por isso eu digo que a senhora goste ou que não goste, a proposta vai ficar de pé. Até você tem coragem de pensar bobagem numa hora certa. Até foi um grande erro depois de ter a gente conversa. Tereza, queira me perdoar, pois a senhora não precisa chorar. O falecido era meu amigo e eu lhe digo, tô aqui pra me ajudar. Pois a senhora tá uma coroa muito boa e ainda pode se casar. Até você tem coragem de ficar bobagem uma hora dessa. Foi um grande erro, depois do inteiro a gente conversa. Dona Teresa, tô arrependido. Fui atrevido, queira me perdoar. Mas acontece que o meu coração tá com razão. A senhora é uma grande mulher. Por isso eu digo que a senhora goste ou que não goste, a proposta vai ficar de pé. Você tem coragem de pensar bobagem uma hora certa. Mas até foi um grande erro. Depois do inteiro a gente conversa.
Well, that was a racy song there, Dona Teresa, composed by the singer by Azulao, who we've just heard with his group of musicians here in the Patio do Forró. Herbert, what's the story with Madame Teresa?
A Dona Teresa é um baião.
This is a baião. Traditionally, in Forró, the lyrics of songs talk either about love or humor. This song is about a lady, Dona Teresa, who becomes a widow. At her husband's funeral, Azulão, who is a composer, comes on to her and tries to set up a meeting with her straight after the funeral. She's angry because he's behaving inappropriately. The lyrics are really funny, and in this case, it's all about the humor.
It seems that this kind of music is now quite difficult to hear, traditional forró. So as Herbert was saying, we're very, very lucky to hear it.
Yes, you're lucky. Not only in Caruaru, but in Recife, very few places play this kind of traditional forró. It's not that it's disappearing, but the commercial forró has taken over. And we have this strong tradition in June, which is São João season. If you come to Brazil in June, especially in Northeast Brazil, that's the kind of music you're going to listen to. It's forró. So here in Northeast Brazil, especially in Pernambuco, the frevo and the maracatu are the soundtracks for the carnaval. Forró, baião, and coco are the soundtrack for São João, St. John's Party, the month of June.
Well, here's Azulao again. I bet an awful lot of people have fallen in love listening to your music.
Ah, é claro, é claro.
I'd like to ask you to play one more piece for us, one more forró song, and I'd like to know what it's going to be about.
É, aí agora eu vou mostrar como se canta um shot dor de cotovelo para vocês. Você está com dor de cotovelo, com saudade de alguém. Dor de cotovelo é a pessoa quando está roendo. Então,
what really inspires me is the heartache people suffer for love. In Brazil, we use the metaphor of elbow pain for heartache. In my song, Dor de Cotovelo, I sing, you have this elbow pain, but I too am missing someone. Don't worry though, this pain disappears and everything will be fine.
cabelo por saudade de alguém. Você está com dor de cotovelo e eu estou com essa dor também. Uma dor que não maltrata, mas não deixa a gente bem. Essa dor quase que mata, quem ama de verdade ela tem. Por isso eu estou chamando, vem aqui amor, vem, vem, vem. Você está com dor de cotovelo e eu estou com essa dor também. Você de lá e eu de cá, as coisas não ficam bem. O seu cotovelo doendo e o meu daqui também. Olha, vem ficar juntinha de mim, vem dançar o xenhenhen. Que essa dor desaparece e fica tudo muito bem. Você está com dor de cotovelo por saudade de alguém. Você está com dor de cotovelo e eu estou com essa dor também. Uma dor que não maltrata, mas não deixa a gente bem. Essa dor quase que mata, quem ama de verdade ela tem. Por isso eu estou chamando, vem aqui amor, vem, vem, vem. Você está com dor de cotovelo e eu estou com essa dor também. Você de lá e eu de cá, as coisas não ficam bem. O seu cotovelo doendo e o meu daqui também. Olha, vem ficar juntinha de mim, vem dançar o xenhenhen. Que essa dor desaparece e fica tudo muito bem.
Essa dor desaparece e fica tudo muito bem.
You're listening to World Roots on the BBC. There's more from Northeast Brazil's forró tradition after this.
BBC.
Clandestine abductions.
If you want good intelligence, send him to Syria. If you want him to disappear, send him to Cairo.
Covert assassinations.
Taken off the battlefield used to mean killed or captured. In the last couple of years, taken off the battlefield simply means killed.
Secret interrogations.
You tell them you can use dogs, you can use slapping. You're just opening Pandora's box.
Peter Taylor reveals the inside story of the intelligence war waged against Al-Qaeda over the last 10 years.
Never has the West felt more threatened. Never has the West hit back with such force.
The Secret War on Terror. Online from the 30th of August at bbcworldservice.com.
Tell us what you think about what you hear on the BBC by joining me, Rajan Datar, every weekend for Over to You. Email us now at overtoyou@bbc.co.uk.
I'm Lucy Duran, and coming up in today's World Roots, cowboys. We chanced upon some vaqueiros, real Brazilian cowboys, ambling along a road on horseback. And throwing to the wind warnings that they might be bandits, we stopped them for a chat. And they even offered to sing us some traditional songs. Before that, a surreal bicycle ride through the largest open-air theatre in the world. But first, the news.
BBC News, this is Mike Cooper. Rebels in Libya are continuing to close in on the capital, Tripoli. They say they've captured the strategic eastern port city of Brega, a major oil refining centre. There's been no independent confirmation. On Friday, the rebels recaptured the centre of Zawiya to the west of Tripoli, but they took heavy casualties in fighting to control the city of Zlitan to the east. Protests are continuing outside the Israeli embassy in Cairo, following Egypt's decision to withdraw its ambassador from Israel after the deaths of five Egyptian security personnel on the country's shared border. The five were killed as Israeli forces pursued Palestinian militants who'd mounted attacks in Israel on Thursday. Reports from Syria say that anti-government protesters have clashed with security forces in the south of the country, including the capital Damascus. Activists say troops have opened fire in the third biggest city, Homs, despite repeated official assertions that all military action against protesters has stopped. Turkish aircraft have bombed Kurdish rebel positions in northern Iraq for the third night running. Military officials said that 85 Kurdish rebel positions had also been bombarded by artillery. No information was given about casualties. North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-il has begun his first trip to Russia for nearly 10 years. His train crossed the border into the Russian Far East, where he's due to hold talks within the next few days with President Dmitry Medvedev. Norwegians are holding a weekend of remembrance for the 69 people shot dead on the island of Utøya a month ago and for eight others killed in a bomb attack in the Norwegian capital, Oslo. Pope Benedict has been greeted by large numbers of cheering supporters as he arrived for a mass at the Almudena Cathedral in Madrid. His visit to Spain celebrates World Youth Day, a huge international event which will culminate later tonight with an open-air vigil outside the capital. BBC News.
I'm Lucy Duran and welcome back to World Roots. I'm continuing my journey through northeast Brazil and now I've discovered something completely unexpected.
Well, there are a lot of things that are slightly surreal about Pernambuco, but this is just over the top. We're in this place called New Jerusalem, Novo Jerusalém, and we're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a kind of mountainous region of Pernambuco, and there's this enormous area enclosed by a stone wall with towers that looks like something from 2,000 years ago. What on earth is this?
We are inside the biggest open-air theater in the world, where they have
Amazing.
Every April, during 10 days, the Passion of Christ, you know, for 10,000 people a day, with more than 20 different stages, and it's been going for more than 40 years.
How does it actually work?
The crowd moves around as they have a different scene from the Last Supper to the crucifixion to Christ's resurrection. Sometimes the actors are among the crowd, for example, when Christ is carrying the cross and Maria Magdalena is, you know, by his side, it's in the middle of the crowd. A very beautiful scene when you arrive at the play, when you, you know, go through the gates, they have dozens of Roman soldiers with the helmets dressed. It really brings you back in time.
So it's well done.
It's very
not,
well done.
It's not just
No, no, no. It's very well done. No. It's really well done. You know, even like, for example, when Judas is hanging on a tree, it's so well done that the crowd goes, oh, you know, like he was really, the actor was really dead at that moment. It's because he's hanging there with his head, you know, in one side, you know, so sometimes the crowd goes,
oh,
like he didn't have to do that, you know.
The area is so enormous that there are actually bicycles that you could just leap onto and go around and see the different stations of the cross. So, Paolo, let's get on a bicycle and go around the biggest theater in the world.
I'm sure you've been to many theaters all around the world.
But I've never been to one where I had to go around it on a bicycle.
Yes, this is the biggest one, the biggest open-air theater in the world. Let's go.
Well, finally got going on our bicycles. Careful not to lose the microphones. Can we go over to the Last Supper?
Yeah, let's make a right.
A right here?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta follow you, Paolo. Scenery is gorgeous.
Oh, there's a statue of the founder with his megaphone.
Yeah.
On the horse.
Tem de vida e muito bem arrumada. Seu patrimônio cada vez mais evolui. Não há homem que calcule o bem que ela possui. Se a Maria é uma mulher folgada. Oi, bem de vida e muito bem arrumada. Seu patrimônio cada vez mais evolui. Não há homem que calcule o bem que ela possui. Quando eu casei com Maria, ela ainda era donzela. Peguei o meu negócio, juntei com o negócio dela. E o negócio foi crescendo e a coisa ficou mais bela. Se eu morrer primeiro, ela fica como herdeira. Mas se for ela que morra, eu fico como herdeiro dela. É sim, é eu fico como herdeiro dela. É eu fico como herdeiro dela. Sim, mas se for ela que morra, aí pronto. Eu fico com o herdeiro dela, oi. Saí correndo pra fazer sua poupança. Há muito tempo a gente estamos se querendo e pelo jeito que eu tô vendo, tiruriru não, eu vou ficar com sua herança. Eu vou, eu vou ficar com sua herança. Eu vou sim, eu vou ficar com sua herança. É pelo jeito que eu tô vendo. Eu vou ficar com sua herança. Eu não fico não. Dá um trabalho, não é? Olha, Maria é uma mulher folgada, bem de vida e muito bem arrumada. Se seu patrimônio cada vez mais evolui, não há homem que calcule os bens que ela possui. Olha, quando eu casei com Maria, ela ainda era gonzela. Peguei o meu negócio, juntei com o negócio dela. E o negócio foi crescendo e a coisa ficou mais bela. Se eu morrer primeiro, ela fica com herdeira. Mas se for ela que morra, aí a coisa pega. Eu fico com herdeiro dela. Eu fico, eu fico com herdeiro dela. Eu fico com herdeiro dela. Sim, mas se for ela que morra, eu fico com herdeiro dela. Du, 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 du. Acabou.
Oh, this is a really great evening here at this place called Na Feira in the street fair. This is another of the great legends of Forró, the singer Valmir Silva. It's a lovely place here in Caruaru where the Forró musicians are just improvising, and it opens up a whole new perspective on Forró. It's almost like Calypso. He's just improvising and commenting and everybody's joining in and they're all loving it. Well, most of the people who are here tonight are locals from Caruaru. I mean, it's not a packed night because it's Monday night. And tomorrow morning, apparently, at the street fair, they start working at 3 a.m. Nevertheless, there is a group of people here who are obviously really enjoying the Forró. Amongst them, I've managed to find one person who speaks English, and his name is Paulo Veloso. Paulo, what's actually happening?
This guy is a very known improviser of Forró music. He's very funny because he's always make the double meaning of the words in Portuguese. It's hard to me to make the explanation to English or to make the translation to English, because they're using always some kind of expressions used by people here in Brazil, which has the double meaning, normally erotic double meaning.
And they know his songs, but then
yes,
then he does some things that they're surprised.
Yes, always he makes the surprise in the end, the rhyme.
The rhyme.
The rhyme, exactly. It's always with the double meaning in the end. It's amazing.
So they're very, very rude songs.
Yes, they're very rude songs. Yes, very rude. We cannot show these songs to the children, ever. Well, the children can hear it, but normally they don't understand it. It's amazing, this kind of music. You just ask to the guys to make the tone, and then he came with the music and it came in his head.
Yeah,
he
says D major.
Yes.
They start playing and then off he goes.
Exactly, and then off he goes.
Eu nesse coco eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais, é porque a menina manda. Eu nesse coco eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais, já falei que eu não brinco mais, porque a menina manda. Se eu fosse rico, ganhasse muito dinheiro, eu comprava uma porção de mulher pra namorar. Como eu não posso pra não aumentar pelo canto, eu vou deixar pro fim do ano quando a coisa melhorar. Eu nesse coco eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais. Já falei que eu não brinco mais, porque a menina manga. Eu nesse coco eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais.
manga. Mulher de hoje namora demais, quando namora com um rapaz já pensa que é pra casar. No outro dia já dizendo pras colegas, não é mulher, coisa boa é namorar. Eu nesse coco eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais. É porque a menina manga, nesse coco eu não brinco mais. Eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais, é porque ele é mulher. Se eu fosse rico, ganhasse muito dinheiro, eu comprava uma porção de mulher pra namorar. O meu posso pra não me dar pelo cano, vou deixar pro 21 anos quando a coisa melhorar. Eu nesse coco eu não brinco mais, eu não brinco mais. Oh, Edson, eu não brinco mais, é porque ele é menina manga. Eu nesse coco eu não brinco mais, é do Zena, eu não brinco mais, já falei que eu não brinco mais.
Paul Lloyd's a really terrific atmosphere. It's kind of very different from what we were hearing earlier on, which was the session especially for us. This has a looser feel to it, and obviously there's a lot of improvisation going on. It's different.
It's different, the live performance. We had a session with an amazing instrumentation, including cavaquinho, two accordions, and over here was only one accordion, zabumba, the shorter format to do it live. And Valmir Silva is one of the greatest names.
It's so interesting because I realize that Forró has so many strands that remind me of, for instance, of merengue from the Dominican Republic. Certainly Cajun, very close to Cajun. We're far away from Louisiana. It's really interesting how this music connects with all those other styles from one end of the Caribbean to the other. Paulo, exactly how important is forró? Is it something? Is it a style of music that's well known throughout Brazil? Is it like samba?
For me, forró is as important as samba or bossa nova. Maybe 20 years ago, there was a compilation called Brazil Forró, Music for Maids and Taxi Drivers, and won a Grammy with four forró guys like this one we just heard here tonight.
So music for maids and taxi drivers, huh?
That's what they
That's
said.
That's what forró is?
For me, forró is for all.
We go back to the original possible origin of the term forró.
That's a myth. So let's say
but it
forró
works.
Para todos instead of for all. My dream is to try to work out forró outside Brazil because I think it's a very original and a very lively music that the world is about to discover.
Trouxe uma dama da cidade, e Jurema, essa morena onde tem forró é dançar.
Ela não pode ver uma lata batendo. Fica logo remexendo doidinha pra forrosa. Eu disse assim, eu vim aqui só pra dançar nesse forró. Aqui nesse forró, hoje eu vim para dançar. Eu vim aqui só pra dançar nesse forró. Dançar nesse forró, quando o dia clareia. Eu vim aqui só pra dançar nesse forró. Aqui nesse forró, hoje eu vim para dançar. Eu vim aqui só pra dançar nesse forró. Dançar nesse forró, quando o dia clareia. Quando eu vou pra um forró, eu levo ela o cuidado meu dia. Ela é difícil de desnudar. Como se faz a uma casa de maroca. Não se vende nesse toque, nesse preste, nesse dar. Como se igual a uma casa de maroca. Não se vende nesse toque, nesse preste, nesse dar. Você...
About an hour and a half's drive from Caruaru, travelling west, is the town of Arcoverde. And that's the place they call the gateway to the Sertão, Brazil's wild semi-desert region. But to end today's programme, I'm making a stop in Arcoverde, where there's a famous group of Afro-Brazilian musicians. If Caruaru, as we discovered, is the capital of Forró, Arcoverde is the capital of Coco. Coco is a lively music and dance that originates with slaves on the coast of northeast Brazil. But with the abolition of slavery, and even before, slaves moved inland to places like Arcoverde and took this music with them. These days, Arcoverde has become famous for its coco because of one group, Coco Raices. We arrived in Arcoverde late on a Sunday afternoon, made our way up a steep hill and arrived at a small bar playing very, very loud pop music. The owners kindly agreed to turn off the sound system. One very drunk lady tried to start a fight with us. And with every dog in the neighbourhood assembled, Coco Raices treated us to their exhilarating coco music. But can you guess what the percussion instruments are?
Era um balanço da canoa que nós vamos vadear.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Quem brinca nesse coco a noite inteira sem parar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Quem ainda não brincou esse no coco que vem dançar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Esse tombo é tão gostoso, mas acabando de terminar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada.
Faz tanto tempo que comecei a vadear.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Eu já estou com medo, o jacaré quer me pegar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Eu agora estou chegando, pois aqui não vou cantar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
É num balanço da canoa que nós vamos vadear.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Fica nesse coco a noite inteira sem parar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Quem ainda não brincou e sendo coco vem brincar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Esse tombo é tão gostoso, mas tá bom de terminar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Faz tanto tempo que comecei a vadear.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Estou com medo, jacaré quer me pegar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Eu agora estou chegando, pois aqui não vou cantar.
Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar. Olha o tombo da jangada nas ondas do mar.
Wow, this is sensational, ear-splitting music with such precision. This is Coco Raices from Arcoverde, a really wonderful thing to listen to in this room. It's so loud and yet the voices are so beautifully in tune. I don't know how they do it. Anyway, one of the great things about this music that we've just heard is the dancing. It sounds almost like a machine gun. It's so precise and loud and it just raps out. So here are the two dancers. and they're wearing these wooden clogs with just two thongs across the foot to hold the clog on. This is a small platform, little wooden platform that you have here on this cement floor, which I guess adds to the resonance. Can you show me the dance? That's basically just right, right, left, right, right, left. Now they're going to change it. That's great.
Beleza.
Beleza. So do you enjoy doing this dancing?
We love it. It's family tradition. And it's in our blood. We learned this from our parents. And so now we are teaching our nephews how to dance the coco in order to keep the tradition alive.
Well, one of the original members of the new coco raíces is a man called Assis Calisto. And he's one of the singers, and he also writes the lyrics of a lot of these songs. Assis, what do you know about the history of coco as a style?
I started dancing the coco when I was 8 years old. In the 50s, I was invited to a farm by some people who came from Alagoas, which is the next state south of Pernambuco, where we are now. They would dance the coco to peck the earth on the floor when they were building a house. We would go to people's houses to dance on the dirt to make the floor hard, and that's literally how I discovered it. That was my first contact with coco. My friends from Alagoas would also dance the coco at every celebration, like a baptism or a birthday.
So basically, coco is a music. It's a music that started out with people building houses and just preparing the floor. Is that right?
Many years ago, people would get together to do samba de coco. It was a sort of tradition which involved people coming together after a hard day of work to dance and play the coco. I think that's how it originated and probably goes back to the time of slavery. The slaves would dance the coco to forget the hard times. Coco started as a bit of fun, but now it's developed into something with professional groups, specific compositions, and the release of albums.
Olha, ela tenta assim, mas você se abete. Essa bela só fecha pra fazer o sadurar. Ela tenta assim, mas você se abete. Essa bela só fecha pra fazer o sadurar.
Subi no altaroeira para tirar uma pele que se chama de voar. Subi no altaroeira para tirar uma pele que se chama de voar.
Ela não perdoa, só enrola no cabelo. Aqueço o adeiro fazendo do atuar. Ela não perdoa, só enrola no cabelo.
With the wooden sandal percussion of coco raíces ringing in our ears, we left Arco Verde and began our journey into the Sertão. The scenery became more arid, the air temperature rose, and cacti began to spring up around us. Motorway turned into country road, and ahead of us, at the brow of a hill, were three lone figures on horseback. Wow, Paolo, I really do not believe what I'm looking at. This is incredible. These are three cowboys from the Sertão, dressed like authentic local cowboys, just covered in this beautiful, thick leather. And, I mean, it looks medieval, this costume. How are the faces of these guys, of these riders? One of them is really quite badly cut, and the horse he's riding is also quite badly cut. I mean, they've treated the wound, but I guess that comes from riding through this very rugged countryside.
Yeah, that's when they go in the Caatinga, running after the cows. Somehow they protect the horse however they can and themselves, but there's no way they don't get hurt. So also the faces tell a lot about their lives, the way they look. You know, they look at least 10, 15 years older than they really are because of the sun, the dry all year long. These are the real guys. By their faces, you can tell they've had cachaça all night long because they came from a party.
Isn't it strange that on this narrow road, and our car is stopped here, and there are these three cowboys, and but cars are just, any car that goes by does not slow down. It just whoosh, whizzes by. Why is that?
Well, even though it's even in daylight, they are afraid because of a safety matter, you know.
They're, they think it's bandits or something.
Could be.
Who are the bandits, us or the cowboys?
None of us. None of us. They are not here, thank God.
Nós vendo uma pega de boi e com vocês vai encontrar no meio da estrada a seguir.
When we stopped our car and came out and started taking pictures of the cowboys, they've got these two cow horns and they started playing them. And now one of them is singing. What's he singing?
I told them a little bit who you were and what were you doing here. So the moment I said you guys were from a radio, from England, but I'm sure they have no idea where England is because these guys don't go to school. They start very young to work, you know, helping fathers and grandfathers. But they knew, you know, we were speaking a different language and they started improvising like, I know you're not from here. I know you don't speak my language, but, you know, we're happy you're here. We're happy you came to know our land. So really beautiful, really beautiful. It really touched me because it's, you know, even though he doesn't have the literature or the school, he has, you know, his mind and all this inspiring atmosphere every day.
You're going to have to look at the website to see this because this is just the most incredible sight. These three cowboys of the Sertão. Just the sound of the leather creaking, and because even the horse is protected by leather.
Oh yeah, they protect the horse however they can, you know, so that the bushes don't.
Silver studs on the leather, and it's very kind of light but rich, chocolatey brown. Gorgeous.
Amazing.
Morar na Santa Luzia, eu sou filho de João Vianês, e moro lá perto do Bredo. Vem meu compadre Buru, que mora na Santa Luzia, é primo do raqueiro também. Ô, oh, raqueirão, você não conhece que é raqueiro, mas sempre nós saímos bem.
World Roots was presented by me, Lucy Duran, and produced by James Parkin for the BBC.